Summary of acid-base titrations. We have seen neutralization at a molecular level. Secondly, we have attempted to simulate a real titration, which might be done in a lab. Some further points to remember. If we had used sulfuric acid, we would have added twice the number of hydrogen ions than in our example with nitric acid. Similarly, other bases with different subscripts for the hydroxide group will require you to distinguish the molarity, or number of moles reacted, of the hydroxide with the molarity of the actual base or the number of base particles. Our treatment has focused on strong acids and strong bases, which disassociate completely in solution. Weak acids and bases are treated with more care in another course. Other indicators may be used besides phenolphthalein. For instance, methyl red is red in acidic solutions and yellow in basic solutions. It is crucial to use small drops one at a time, since there is no rewind button in real life. If you go past the endpoint at which neutralization has just occurred, your titration will not be able to accurately determine the unknown molarity of the solution you are investigating.